Today's episode of Tailgate Radio is brought to you by the All-Day IPA from Founders Brewery. Session boldly with the IPA that can hang as long as you can. Our All-Day Session Ale keeps your taste satisfied and your senses sharp, making it the perfect companion for adventure. Naturally brewed with a complex array of malts, grains, and hops, All-Day IPA is balanced for optimal aromatics and a clean finish. The perfect reward for an honest day's work and the ultimate companion to celebrate life's simple pleasures. No matter what the season, the full flavor of All-Day IPA won't quit, so you don't have to either. Make All Day last even longer with a 15-pack today. Visit alldayipa.com to find All Day IPA near you and start your adventure. That's alldayipa.com.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richmond from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you for downloading episode number 111 of our little show here that blasts to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. I am the Grill Sergeant, John Largent, and we have had an election, and there has been a declared winner. With all one electoral votes, the winner of my personal grilling purchase for the week is the PK Grill. And not only am I excited to go and purchase the PK Grill, we've got one of the co-founders and the chief marketing officer, Scott Moody from PK Grills, is going to be joining us. If you're not familiar with PK Grills, go over to pkgrills.com right now, check out the website, and then when you listen to the interview, just follow through the pages. Go and check out the things that we're going to talk about, because I've got some questions for Scott. They have a big announcement that they made earlier in this week that we wanted to make sure they got out, and we've got a whole lot more. So when we come back from the first break, we'll have Scott Moody from PK Grills, fine folks in Little Rock, Arkansas, and that is going to be a lot of fun, because I get excited. When people get excited about cars and boats and things like that, I get excited about grills. I mentioned that I had a ton of grills, and here's what I do typically, but I can tell you this is not going to be the case. I will buy a grill for 2 or 3 years, and then I'll give it away to a friend. I take good care of them so they're practically look in mint condition, and then I give them away. Well, there's a few of them that I don't give away. And I can tell you the PK Grill is one that I will keep the rest of my life. It has some sentimental value. It's a brand that's been around since the 40s. It originated in my part of the world in East Texas. It's now being manufactured in Little Rock, Arkansas since the 1950s or 60s. But Scott's going to tell us all about that. But I can tell you I'm super excited about and part of this show is about promoting companies that live in this space. And by this space, I mean the tailgating space. And what I mean by that is grilling and food and accessories and sports and auto and inventions and gadgets and anything that enhances the tailgating experience. And I can tell you, especially with the announcement that Scott's going to make, that PK Grill, again, if you're not familiar with them, go to pkgrills.com and check out their grill, because and check out their brand, because I think it's really cool. It's retro, it's cool, and it's a tried and true brand. It's been around for I guess since the 40s, so what would that make it, 70 years? Am I doing the math right there? Didn't know there was gonna be a math test, but yeah. So we're going to have Scott on early, as I mentioned. I want to remind everybody to go over to our website at tailgateradio.com and check out all the latest news, all the latest recipes we've got. We've got some new videos up, and you can always find our archives of all of our old shows over at Tailgate Radio. Also want to announce, and I don't think I've made this official, but you can now listen to Tailgate Radio not only on great platforms like iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Audio Boom in Europe and in Australia, but now you can listen to us on one of the most powerful platforms in the world, the iHeart Radio app. That's right. Your favorite radio station may be on the iHeart Radio app, but so is Tailgate Radio. All you got to do is go into the search engine, type in Tailgate Radio, and all of our episodes are available there on iHeart Radio. So super excited to be a part of the iHeart Radio fan and our family. And you can listen to all of our episodes right there. When we come back, we're going to have Scott Moody from PK Grills talking to us about a big announcement that their company's made and a whole lot more. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. All the whips rolling in, fill my barbecue tail. Slap by Zell, no fighting, shooting, or shells. Me and Big C blowing, purple is the smell. Voice to the end, ride hard, lose or win. Grease with the can, we got some rock, goose, and hen. Table full of soul, beef, chicken, swine. Mac, cheese, baked beans, and pot of greens is mine. Hey there, Tailgate Nation. You know that we have great advertisers that support the show and keep it free for you. One of the reasons why advertisers love Tailgate Radio is that they know this show has amazing listeners. Right now, we have a survey that I'd like you to take to help us learn more about our audience. Just go to podsurvey.com/tailgate. The survey will only take about 5 minutes or so. We're going to ask you some questions about yourself and what you like to buy, but it's completely anonymous. Your answers help us find advertisers that are well matched to you, your interests, and the show. When you're finished, you can enter a monthly drawing to win a $100 Amazon gift card. Even if you've taken a podcast listener survey before, I'd like to ask you to take ours and help support the show. Don't forget, you have a chance to win that $100 gift card. Once again, that's podsurvey.com/tailgate. Thanks for helping us find the best advertisers so we can help keep this show free. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio. Drill Sergeant John Largent here, and I'm super excited to bring on our guest this week. He is one of the co-owners and chief marketing officers over at PK Grill. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, everybody, Mr. Scott Moody. Scott, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, John. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your show.
Well, you know, I'm so excited to have you guys on the show because I've been talking about the PK Grill for the last 2 or 3 weeks. I'm actually going to purchase my very own this week, and just because it has a lot of sentimental value to me. But, you know, as a kid, I remember having a PK Grill at my grandfather's house, and I always remember how good the food was. But as an adult, I really didn't appreciate the design and really the history behind the PK Grill. Can you give me some history of how the grill came to be and a little bit of how it has become a resurgent brand out there in the grilling world?
Yeah, sure. The grill was created actually in Tyler, Texas in 1952. By an inventor and a local businessman, and he sold them out of the back of his car all over the Mid-South. The simple venting system on it and the fact that it was made out of a thick aluminum cast, I think, just is really what made it catch on. It just created a grill that was really good at grilling as well as kind of low and slow barbecue cooking. So, it was just really popular in the 50s and 60s. The company moved to Little Rock in the late 50s, and it's kind of been there since, although it went out of business for a time in the 70s and 80s due to, you know, proliferation of gas grills were new at that time, and there was, cheap steel grills coming on, and for whatever reason, PK had some business issues. And my partner, my business partner, Paul James, used one of these as a kid, and he found one at a yard sale in the mid-90s and bought it. and was using it. And, you know, for whatever reason, Paul decided to reverse engineer a mold, an aluminum mold for that the grill he was using, and started selling them on a small scale. And he did that for years. My business partner and I, Brian Taylor, got involved with Paul back in 2014 because the company just kind of had a really enthusiastic following. They weren't doing a ton of volume. Nobody really, even people in Little Rock, didn't really know they existed. But the response to the grill, the customer enthusiasm for it was great. So we felt like there was an opportunity, and we rebranded it, started marketing it, started talking about it on the internet, started trying to push it out through additional distribution channels, and then, you know, it just started to catch on. People were responding to it, and so here we are. We're launching the first new PK grill model in over 40 years.
Now, when you talk about launching a new model, you're talking about a new design, right?
That's right. Based on the kind of classic aluminum grill capsule that really made this thing special for a lot of people, but we've fixed some things that we thought needed to be fixed. We've added, you know, additional features. We've kind of tried to bring it into the 20th century without losing the simplicity and the things that were great about it that kind of, you know, got it to the party.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I had not seen a PK grill in probably 30 to 35 years, and was talking to a good friend of mine, Blake Carson, over in Memphis, Tennessee, and he's a world class chef, and he grew up in Memphis, but also spent his time down in Brazil, and he's created a thing called the Carson Rodizio. And yeah. I started seeing these tutorials using the PK grill, and it immediately brought back memories. And I did some more digging and found out that you guys were in full production there out of Little Rock, Arkansas, and was just amazed because it seems like everything that's old is new again. And certainly, as you talked about with the aluminum design and the ability of it to conduct heat and really the simple system of flues you have, and it really has become a... For barbecue enthusiasts and grilling enthusiasts, the PK grill has really become a sought-after product. And like you said, the simplicity and the portability, which I think is really underrated, it really makes this an ideal cooking tool and just an all-around must-have for anybody that enjoys cooking in the backyard or, as we talk about here a lot, out in the parking lot for tailgating.
Yeah, I mean, when I say that the company wasn't really doing any marketing when I got involved, I mean, they were doing almost zero. And all we have really done, honestly, up until the point we introduced this new PK360, all we really did before that was we just started talking about it a little bit. We just started kind of putting it out there, putting some pictures out there, letting people know that this thing was, you know, made out of 1/4-inch cast aluminum, that the hinges were cast in, so there's nothing to, you know, fewer things to rust or break, that, you know, it was just really, you know, a couple moving parts and a cast aluminum mold, and that was it. So, that just the idea of that, whether it was the simplicity or the durability or the fact that it's kind of retro-y, I'm not exactly, you know, able to say, you know, what combination of those things appeals to people, but I do know that it appealed to people. And it got a response almost immediately, and we're just really encouraged by the fact that customers do kind of respond to quality whenever they're made aware of it.
Yeah, and you guys made a big announcement this week, as you've already alluded to a couple of times, that you've got your first new design in, I think, over 40 years. Tell me about the changes or the modifications you made, and And again, I don't know if they've actually been out or if it's on pre-order, I think. But tell me what the reaction has been in any test markets and things like you've done. Because I've seen it. I've been to the website. It really does look like a better mousetrap. I mean, I did not think that there would be a way to improve it. But you guys have managed to improve the design and also give a much larger cooking radius as well. And so tell me about the big announcement and really some of the features and benefits of the new design of the PK360.
Yeah, thanks. We're pretty proud of it. Last Friday, we put the PK360, which is so named because it's got 360 square inches of cooking surface, on pre-sale. And we are making a limited number of dated and numbered grills for sale. One of the funny kind of things is we get called, because our company's been around since the 1950s and because our grills don't tend to degrade, a lot of them are still in service, and people call us all the time and they say, hey, I got this grill and it looks like this, and, you know, when was it made? Right? You know, tell me something about my cool old grill that I have. We don't have great records to share with them, but we get those questions all the time. And so we thought it would be fun when we introduced this new grill to kind of date and number each one of them and then put them on pre-sale so that people that were really enthusiastic about the brand could reserve one of those. And the response was phenomenal. We've already, within less than a week, almost closed the first 100. The first tier was the first 100 grills, 1 through 100. And I think we're within 10 units of having to close that tier down, as you and I are speaking here. So we're really encouraged by the response. The grill itself is probably the best engineered charcoal grill you're going to find. As you said, it's got a larger cooking surface, but beyond that, the 4-point venting system has just gotten, one, easier to use, and two, you know, more sophisticated so that you can really dial in, the temperature on the grill and hold it. The shape of the PK, because it's shaped like a capsule, John, it really is kind of makes it easy to set this thing up for multi-zone cooking. So if you want to have a hot zone and a cool zone, you know, you can kind of push your coals over to one side and you can have your meat on the other, which, you know, it's easier than on a round grill where you don't actually have, you know, you can never get farther away than whatever the radius is of the cooking surface. It's still competition quality, you know, cast aluminum. The 2015 and 2016 SCA World Championship steaks were cooked on a PK grill, so that means the World Championship event that just happened.
That's right.
Last month, the winner was cooking on a PK. These things get, you know, they get hot, they hold the heat, and these competition steak cookers just really like them, and we retained all of that in the new grill. It's taller. It's now, you know, kind of standard cooking height. If you're familiar with the classic PK, it's, you know, that's a short grill. It was a 1950s design that didn't change for 60 years. And so we kind of got it up to standard height, put two massive kind of removable wing shelves on either side of it to give you space to work. There's accessory hangers on the front. There's an ash management system in the grill. If you're familiar with a PK, which some of your listeners may not be, it has 4-point venting. Two of the vents are on the bottom, and ash would kind of trickle out of those vents a little bit. We've come up with a really unique cylindrical lower venting system that, one, really floods the inside of the capsule with air, depending on how you have it set, and two, doesn't allow any ash to escape. So a really unique system there that I think we're really proud of. It's got marine-grade stainless steel cooking surface and the charcoal grade. Even the thing you pile the charcoal on is made out of marine-grade stainless. It's it's got a tell true thermometer. It's just, you know, I'm biased, but I think it's probably the most beautiful charcoal grill that that anybody's going
to
see.
Yeah, I've been over to the website and seen the grill. I'm here with Scott Moody with PK Grills talking to us about the brand new PK 360. And one of the cool things that I liked about it was the fact that you'd mentioned the ash, and it's got a really neat escape hatch, I guess, where you can just put a bucket down and just sweep all the ashes in one place, and it makes it really convenient for those people that love to charcoal but don't necessarily like the cleanup. You guys have thought about everything and have made the cleaning aspect of it so simple and easy to do as well.
Yeah, maybe it's a little crass. We call that the ash hole. And pull the plug and just brush all of that ash out through the back and, you know, in a bucket. The grill, just like every other portable grill, removes super easily from its stand. So you can cook it, you know, you can take it off the stand. And I think when you really want to get down and, you know, hose that thing out and clean it. My PK grill, when I clean it, I take it off the stand, I, you know, put it down on the driveway, and I hose it out with a hose. And then, you know, put it back on the stand. That's how you can treat these things, because aluminum's inherently rust-proof.
Absolutely.
So you can do the same thing with the new 360.
That's fantastic. Well, before we go, how can people, first of all, follow you guys on social media? And then also, how can they be a part of this pre-order? I mean, this is really historic, brand new model, the first time in over 40 years. I know that there's some people out there in the Tailgate Nation that will want to get their hands on the new and upgraded PK grill. And the other thing I was going to ask you before we go is, are these eventually going to be available at dealers that you have throughout the country as well?
Yes. Yeah, so the answer to your first question is our website is pkgrills.com, and you can see the grills there. There's a dedicated link to the PK360, so you can read all about it. There's tons of pictures, videos, everything you ever want to know about the grill. Since it's not released yet, we tried to go out of our way to provide as much of a multimedia experience so that people could explore the grill without actually having one on that site. So pkgrills.com. And then these grills will be available in dealers later this year. We wanted to make them available on a limited edition basis to our followers first, so that we get these numbered units in the hands of our fans. And we're going to have them in our best dealers hopefully within the next few months. And we also are working with Home Depot. Home Depot would like to stock these grills, and we're going to put them in a number of Home Depot stores starting in spring of next year. So we've got a lot of excitement happening around this grill.
Well, Scott, I want to thank you for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week. I want to congratulate you on your grill winning the World Steak Cook-Off Championships, and also the emergence of the new PK360. It's an exciting time for you guys. We're real excited for you. And if you ever want to come back and talk to us, I will say this. I've checked out the video, I think, that you actually do that actually walks folks through the PK grill. And if your demonstration doesn't make someone want to go out and grab one of these things immediately, they're not watching the right video, because it's really just a fantastic piece of simple machinery that has a history and a background. And I couldn't be more excited for you guys. And I really want to thank you for coming in. And we'll put a link to your website over on our page. And we'll also link up to you on Twitter at Tailgate Radio, so that everybody can take a look at the PK Classic and the new PK360.
Thanks, John. We love your show, and we appreciate you having us on, and we'd love to stay in touch.
Well, folks, that'll about do it for Tailgate Radio this week. I want to thank you for listening, and want to remind everybody that you can now listen to the show on iHeartRadio. Download the iHeartRadio app, and you can listen to every episode that's ever been out of Tailgate Radio on iHeartRadio. You can also find us at iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app, Audio Boom in Australia and Europe, and there are probably some other places you can listen to us too. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio and Game Day Media Enterprises, as we always say, Keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road, folks. Adios, amigos.